Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
From ABC News, the Powerball prize has grown to $950 million.
Did I lose again?
Yes, the game's sixth largest prize in its history after there was no winner in last night's drawing. I'm not even going to read that. I don't know why they include the numbers in the story. It doesn't matter. Nobody won.
Well, you could have won the million.
That is true, but typically they report that, like, six people won the million.
Do you not check?
No, it's on my nightstand.
She's a very dedicated.
What if you won $1 million last night?
I might have. I usually just wait for you to tell me my hopes and dreams have been dashed.
Well, your hopes and dreams have been dashed. There were six tickets that did win $1 million or more last night by matching all five white balls.
Okay. Was one of them in Kansas City, specifically right down the street from the station?
Well, Dana, this is why. See, you could be sitting on $1 million on your nightstand and you don't know it. The story doesn't tell me where the $1 million tickets were sold.
Okay.
They typically don't tell you until it comes down to, like, it hasn't been claimed in 3 or 4 weeks. And
would
then
you
they
wanna
release
know,
where it was sold.
Would you want to know if you had one of those and it expired and you didn't know it? I would not want to know.
Oh, that I missed out on $1 million prize?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
I agree with you.
I would not want to know.
That would just eat you alive.
How would you find out unless you were cleaning out your car and you're like, oh, that's where that lottery ticket went?
Well, Sam, you know people put them in the console, especially if you're on a road trip. Especially if you're on a road trip, you go in, you get a diet soda, and you're like, oh, get me a lottery ticket. Which, by the way, do you want to share, Sam, the hilarious, whoever is in charge of the Quick Trip marketing team is brilliant. They released a map today, and the map is just like, you know, a diagram of your typical store, okay? Mm-hmm. Very rudimentary. And there are dots on it with different colors, okay? Dot number one, the purple dot, under the key says, girl you remember from high school but pretend you don't see. Dot number two, under the QT floor plan, is a dark navy dot up by the cash register. Construction worker running on 4 hours of sleep and Red Bull.
Very accurate.
The green dot is
very
just
accurate.
Kind of like sort of by the checkout stand, but not really. Green dot, guy waiting who doesn't realize the cashier uses both sides of the register.
Sam?
Which, by the way, no matter how many times you say, hey, I'll help you over here, some people just stare at you and don't react. Like, no, right here. Come on over.
Red dot, Scott. Broke college kid getting his second meal of the day from the roller grill.
We are 4 for 4.
Orange dot. Can I get 20 on pump?
And that's when I say, what are you driving?
Yellow dot. High schooler waiting for donuts to go on sale at 3 p.m. Burgundy dot. Lady holding up the line buying 30 lottery tickets.
Yes, I've been behind her.
And then there's a green on orange dot. Couple pre-breakup arguing in the snack aisle about what to get.
Have you seen all that?
Why is it such an important decision what kind of candy we're getting? I have been consulted multiple times.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should I get chocolate or something gummy? I don't know. What do you want?
You know why, Sam? If you said to me just right now in this room, pick a candy, go. I could say, all right, bring me a Snickers. The problem is it's all laid out in front of you and it's low to the ground where like little kids eye level.
Your height.
It just.
Oh, snap.
It just is overwhelming when you see it all in front of you. It's like you're in Willy Wonka's shop and you just
pick something for God's sakes.
I don't know what I want. Do I want salty? Do I want sweet? It's overwhelming.
What's your favorite candy?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I usually get cashews.
Then what are you doing in the candy aisle?
Yeah.
It's the shiny object right there by the checkout.
It is right next to the register for a very important reason.
Yes, because you're waiting, even if you're waiting 30 seconds.
You're waiting with your kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're like, oh, look at that. It's brilliant.
And Mike and Ike's are the best.
It's brilliant.
And you want to get out of there. Nobody wants to be in a gas station for too long. And the kids are saying, Mom, can I get some M&Ms?
I like weird candy, like the Toffifee. You know, the little cups, and it's got like hazelnuts in them and caramel. I think only old people eat them and Dana.
And Europeans.
Yeah.
Nobody ever buys that candy.
What are those Ferrero Rochers? I love those.
What are you saying?
You know, they've got little nutty balls. They're little nutty balls. They're little nutty balls. God, they're good.
Watch your mouth.
They come in a pack.
Okay.
A set.
Yeah. Because you know what?
Two of them?
They're all laid out in front of you. Where else do you go to a store? Because at the store when you're at the checkout, like if you go to like Hy-Vee, you've got gum, maybe.
You got Tic Tacs.
Tic Tacs.
Right. There's candy at the store.
Yeah.
Though.
If you're in the checkout aisle at like Hy-Vee and you're facing the conveyor belt, it's all gum and Tic Tacs. Turn around.
Okay, but
that's
no
where
one
the candy
ever
is.
Goes down the aisle of candy. Why would you go down the, except Halloween time. When else do you go down that entire gigantic candy aisle?
I don't eat chocolate. So I only go down there one day a year. And it's usually like October 26th.
Yeah.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry. People still do it. It blows my mind. But
clearly. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.